Weekends are usually quiet at the Milwaukee High School of the Arts. But for a few hours on Saturday mornings, the Amazing Grace chorus fills the band room with song. The singers come from diverse backgrounds, but they share one thing in common: memory loss. Some singers experience memory loss themselves, while others come with their loved ones to sing and to remember. Dementia may have stolen the memories of some of the choir members, but it hasn't taken their music. The chorus began in 2014 as an outreach project of the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute. The organization was contacted by Dr. Mary Middleman, a researcher studying the positive effect of singing on mood in caregivers and people with memory issues in New York. The Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute brought the program to Milwaukee. Besides the benefits of song, outreach specialist Stephanie Houston says they hope to reduce negative attitudes toward memory loss, particularly among African Americans.
I think what we find is that in a community like the African American community, where we know that African Americans are twice as likely to be affected by Alzheimer's disease, there's still that stigma. And so having this chorus program is also groundbreaking in this city, and it's gotten people to talk more, and that's what we want people to do, and we want to reduce that stigma.
Practices are led by an all-star team of conductors. Among them, Vontae Jones.
I knew that music captivates the mind and helps the memory, because if I tell you something, you might not remember exactly what I say, but if I play the keys, if that's one of those songs that you remember, it'll trigger something, time, place, where I heard it. So the fact that I could help them through musical therapy was one of the main things or reasons why I did it. It's been a journey. I mean, when they first came in, they didn't know us, so they didn't really take to us at first. About the fifth week, we were all family.
Ella McKinley comes to rehearsals with her husband, James.
Yeah, we both like music, and I was really glad when they came with a choir that we could sing in together.
One week, he sang a solo.
He sang Precious Lord, Take My Hand a few weeks ago, and I just choked up because I hadn't heard him sing all the way through like that, in key and everything. This music has definitely been helping him, and it's been a blessing.
Pearl Cannon didn't consider herself a singer, but she came for her husband. And in return, she found a community.
I think people shouldn't isolate because they have memory situations. It's not a shame in it. It's not a mental illness. You know, it's not a death sentence, and there's still hope and things that you can do.
These guys are amazing. And it's by grace that we get to see them every week.